Okay, Yaakov wakes up from his sleep. Is this the first time it says to wake up in the Torah? I think it's the first time it says that someone woke up in the Torah. It says in the beginning of the Torah that night that Adam went to sleep. Hashem put it upon Adam a deep sleep, and it doesn't say anywhere that Yaakov, that Adam woke up. That's the joke. The joke is
he had a nightmare.
Right, what was the nightmare? His wife. When Adam wanted to get married, Adam says every creature in this world has a wife, has a zug, except for me. Sasha, you want a wife? Oh, you want a wife? Vayapel Hashem lochem al Adam tardema. Hashem put him into a deep slumber, and then Hashem went and he made a wife, but it doesn't say anywhere that he woke up. So what does that mean? It was just one big nightmare. I hope there are no women listening to this share. Just joking, Rabbi Yisai. But over here it says, the first time someone woke up. You don't have any women telling someone woke up except for over here. Vayikatz Yaakov mi shin asoi. Okay, that's an important word. From his sleep. Vayoymer. And he said, Achein certainly, yesh Hashem b'mokoy mazev yonuchi lo yodati. Certainly Hashem is in this location, and I did not know. Rashi is Pasik Tes Zayin. Rashi says, let's see the Rashi, very short Rashi. V'anochi lo yodati, she'im, I mentioned this today in the morning, she'im yodati lo yashanti, v'mokim kodesh kzeh. Rashi's words are very precise. If I have known, I would have not have slept, b'mokim kodesh, a holy place. You don't sleep in a holy place. You only sleep during the shir. You don't sleep in a holy place. Now let's see over here the Targum. Targum says, Vayikatz pasuk tezayin in the Targum, the itar. That's a good word. Itar means to wake up. It means to wake up. Yaakov mi shinsei, from his sleep. Vamar bekushta. Now here's a very good word. Bekushta means the truth, the emes. The emes. The word Achein is an incredible, incredible Targum. Incredible. This is awesome, awesome. Because we ordinarily learn the word, what if someone would ask you, what's the word for MS? MS. What's the word for, MS. It's not MS. It's MS. It's the Aleph as a Chat of Segel. So it's MS. You would say it's truth. What is the word for truth? MS. Right? That's the real word. And also there's another word. Another word is Avol. Avol Asheimim Anachnu. The word Avol also sometimes in Tanakh means truth. Now we can add to our vocabulary a third word, another word for truth, and that's the word Ochein. Ochein means the emes. So now you have to ask yourself the question, what then is the difference between these three words? So good drasha. You have three words in Tanakh which mean the same thing in Chumash. They have the word avol, emes, and the word ochein. What is the chilik between these three words? I don't know, but it's definitely a good start for a good drasha. A good provocative drasha to what's the chilik between these three words, because the Targum, he translates the word ochein to mean v'amar bekushta. Bekushta means...
They all start with an aleph and they have three letters.
Okay, but there's got to be some more depth to it. When do you use three words? A good source for a good drasha. Like I told you, today the world is going through its murdik, what's going on in the world now. The whole world is watching America. The ganze Welt, they're obsessed with this. And America is going through a test of MS. It's the MS, there's a she'ifa for MS, no? And that's a good thing. It's a good thing whether you win or lose, because MS is MS.
Depends if you're Democrat or Republican. Some are looking for MS and some are looking
right.
for
Right, so whatever will be. I don't know the power, all the prati. But the quest to discover MS is a very powerful thing. There's no greater MS than Hashem. Hashem is MS. You say in Shema. He said, "Emes v'yatziv v'nachon v'kayam v'yashar." Emes is an incredible thing. Incredible thing. We're living now in Ikvus of the Mashiach. Ask yourself: was there ever a time in the history of the world where the whole world is demanding, no, let's be mevarer the emes. That's what's happening now in the whole world. The whole world wants this woman. It's amazing. One woman. They all calling her. Many people are calling her a crackpot, even among Republicans. But so what? Who cares? The fact is, the Gantzevelt wants to know, as a no, what's the emes? It's murder. It's an incredible thing. Whatever the results will be, the question, the sheifa. We're living in very unique times when there can be such a thing in the world. Achein. Achein means the emes. The emes is Yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh. This world, this pasuk over here says it all. This pasuk says it all. The emes is the Ribbono Shel Olam exists in this world. Hashem created the world and he didn't go anywhere. Okay, the two most popular forms of apikoresis are: number one, Hashem didn't create the world. Thus, the Erech to Apikoresis didn't create the world. Yesh, the whole world came about by itself. And even those people that are not so stupid to say that Hashem, that there's no God, what do they say? Yeah, there's no question. You cannot deny the facts that there's a creator. I mean, you really got to be retarded to deny the fact. But Hashem has gone fishing. He's out to the races. Who knows where he is? Hashem created this world and he disappeared. This is probably a much more powerful form of apikoresis than the first one. Because to say that Hashem didn't create the world more or less is not really apikoresis. It's tipshus. It's foolishness. The real form of apikoresis, at least from my limited understanding, is where people deep down in their hearts, they acknowledge there is a God, because there's no way everything could just exist without there being some divine, creation. But to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually involved in the daily activities of this world, this is a much higher level. This is something which is much more difficult. And here's where you come to real apikoresis. And here you have these incredible words, Achein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. This is the emes. And let's see over here. This is over here in the pasuk Tezayin, b'kushta yikorada Hashem. He goes weiter. He doesn't say Hashem. He has another pshat now. Yesh. What is Yesh? This is another incredible insight from the Targum. Where do you learn such incredible things to talk about? I never in my life would imagine I would learn every day. You learn these incredible things. The type of Yesh is what? Yikora. Honor. La Yehudim, Hoysa Oira, Vesimcha, Vesason, Vikor. What's Vikor? Honor. What's honor? Elu HaTefillin. What's the tefillin? It's a crown. V'rokol Ameritz, Kishem Hashem, Nikro Lecho, V'yorim Yimeka. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamos. 310 worlds. How do you know? Lahanchil, to bequeath L'Oyhavai Yesh. Yesh. Lahanchil, to bequeath to my beloved Yesh. What's Yesh? Yud Shin. 310. But what does the pasuk really mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bequeath to his beloved what? Yikara. Honor. That's what the Targum tells you. It tells you pshat in the pasuk. Lahanchil le'ohavayesh. Hashem will be
311.
300. Where do you get 11? Where do you get the 11? Where
is Yudali? You have an Aleph.
You work for the Democrats. You count ballots. How do you get 311 over here?
Kuf Reish is at 300.
What do you mean Kuf Reish? Two letters. Yesh. Oh, you're saying Yikara.
Yeah, but the Targum is...
Reish is too hard.
It's Yikara, which is 311.
Oh, you're saying 300. Oh, wow. You're saying good. You're saying that the Targum is giving one more. The gematria of Yesh is Yikara, is one more than Yesh.
Because Yesh with a Kailal is 311 also.
Okay, I hear. You're saying very good. Rav Meir, you're saying good. You're saying good. Also, by the way, Yokar, who says you need to come onto the Aleph? Yokar.
Yeah,
right. Yokar. So it's incredible what you're saying. He's Taka saying, okay, incredible things.
Yokar is mamish, 310, right?
A gilu ruach hakodesh. This mamish you're saying over here, chidush Rabbi Meir. It's unbelievable. You're saying over here, yesh is in Aramaic yakar, and yakara, is that really an Aramaic word or was that a Hebrew word? I mean, l'chora, they all talk about this in the Megillah. The Megillah says like Yehuda ma'aseh oidav simcha sasim v'yikar. What is the word v'yikar doing in the Megillah? Is the word yikar in the Megillah a Hebrew word? We assume that the Megillah is Lashon Kodesh. It's not Aramaic. Yet, the word yikar doesn't really appear to be
Hebrew. They wrote the Megillah in a...
Persian, right?
No, in Persian-ish. Like English, they wrote it in...
The question.
In Persian.
So the question is, what is the word yikar? Is yikar l'chara... The assumption is that the word yikar is not a Hebrew word. But the way it's spelled in the Megillah is not yikara. If you really want to be a pure Aramaic word, it should be yikara with the aleph at the end. I don't know. Also, the aleph, you say may as good as the aleph is not part of the shorish. It's like a vowel. The aleph at the end of all these words, there's no sound. They're vowels. They're not really part of the word. So you're saying may a really good yisoid. Yesh is 310. And the word yikar is 310. It's an incredible chid, an incredible yisoid. And we have Yah over here from the Targum, Lahanchil le'ohava yesh. Hashem will bequeath the Jewish people yesh. What's yesh? Honor. Honor. And the Chazal Darsh in 310 worlds. Okay, 300. Okay, but let's go further. Okay, Hashem, the Amar Bekushto, the truth is, Yikara da Hashem Shri. Shri means it. Now what does that mean? The word Shri, where did he get that word? He's eating a lot of words in the Pasuk. Shri resides. It does not say the word. That's the base. Bamokoin. There is no the word Shri. He's eating this into the Pasuk. It doesn't say the word. Be'asra, that means place. Be'asra means mokoin. Bamokoin. So be'asra. So where did he get the word Shri? To reside, to live. This has been injected. This is not part of the translation. Unkelis, and we always say, he doesn't do this too often, but he does it. He does it enough times. He adds words into the pasuk. Whenever the Unkelis adds a word to the pasuk, that is a flag, a red flag. You got to stop. There's a lot going on over here, okay? V'anochi lo yodati, and v'anoi lo havesi yoda. He's a little bit verbose, right? Lo havesi yoda, let him go say, v'ano lo yoda. What's this funny word here? Havesi? What's going on over here? A lot going on here in this Targum. Let's take a look over here on the side. Pasuk design in our parish here. Okay, this is the best parish in the Targum in the world. This parish is amazing. Okay, amazing parish. Tezayin. V'itar. This guy, you know, they should give him the Pulitzer Prize. Give him Nobel Peace Prize. Who would he get a safer like this? What he did over here is unreal what he did over here. Okay, V'itar. V'itar, and I only found out by accident. Holding on, this whole thing was started with, I only wanted to do the show was because of the art scroll they put out to Unkelis. But the art scroll Unkelis is doesn't hold a candle to this. I mean, and I say that. Art scroll Unkelis is there's a lot of very nice things. There are a lot of beautiful things in the art scroll. I shouldn't say that, Chas v'Shalom. I'm an art scroll product. But this really, he goes all the way to town. V'itar. V'itar means I woke up. V'chein, oimrim b'loshin chazal, er, hu hepuch hayoshein. There's awake and asleep. Okay, that's okay. The word means to wake up. Okay, no, that's no, you don't have to lose sleep over that. You don't have to lose sleep over that one. Okay, pun intended. Mishinse, from your sleep. Now, v'loy tirgem midamche, ketargem yoinosan ben uziel. Okay, that's another whole. By the way, that's another whole Torah to compare the three targumim. The three targumim translate the words very differently. So this is a good starting point. He translates sleep to from Targum Yisrael Nazil midamche. So what's the chilik between the word mishinte and midamche? Afal pi shetirgim loshen zilel. Even the Targum himself likes this word. I don't know where he's referring to. I have no idea. Well, come on, v'tzorch ian. He doesn't want to give you a pshat. He doesn't know. Okay? All right, so we'll leave it with that. He woke up from his sleep. The kushta. The chain cause of a radak. She'achain in yonai la'ames hadavar ulekaimai means the truth. Cause of hakesav ha'kabola. Famous sefer. Very famous sefer. Merely, She'ikra hamila chayin hu kain. The aleph is not part of the sherish. Kain. She'in yonai emes. Kamo. Oh, a fourth word. You see, I was wrong. There are four words. Kain benois tzilafchad doivreis. Correct. When the benois tzilafchad said we want to have Yerusha, zelo fair. Why don't the women also get a chilek in the land? The Nashim are also entitled to a chilek in the land when there are no sons. And then Hashem Moshe says, okay, let me send your question to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says, Kain benoi slavcha doivreis. Correct. Which means really emes. They have spoken words of truth. So he's saying over here, that's not really four words, it's really two words. Kain and ochain are really the same thing. Okay, v'oid. The aleph lohoyos miyam medaber. Ochain means I. It's like a composite. It's I. Well, let's see. And let's see one more time. The aleph is miyam medaber. V'akavana ani me'ames. I validate. I certify the election. Ani me'ames. V'zel deloy karashi. In Yeshayahu. Shekosav she'ochain b'chomokin perushe avol. What's so terrible? The word ochein, avol, means also emes. Avol, asheimim anachnu. The truth is, the brother said about Yosef, we are guilty. Okay, so obviously Rashi learns what avol means, ach, means but. But, he learns, is not the same as ochein, avol. Udeloi, ki ibnu ezra, d'shperesh ochein, kimo, imkein, if so. It's a whole loop shot. Ochein, two words. Two words together, im, aleph, kain, if so. Okay, shuri, Hashem is residing. Sharui, v'loi tekevu lashna kasev, is yukar da Hashem ba'ashra adein. So he's adding in the word, over here he's coming to point out the question that we just mentioned, and he's adding in the word of shuri. V'tirgim shuri dirat zoloim, dekan over here, shoychein kevoid, Hashem yoyser mishar mekoymos. Hashem over here is resting more. And this is kelashna kasev, so he learns the Kan Shuri, he's saying a very deep idea. He's saying the reason why he aired the word Shuri is a very powerful idea. We discuss this all the time. Is if you want to go take the pasuk very literally, you can come to a very terrible apikorsis in this pasuk. You can say, Vayoymer, Yaakov Avinu said, Ochein, the truth is, Yesh Hashem Bamokoim Hazeh. So what's the word zeh? This is the only place where Hashem is to be found. But in America, you can do whatever you want. Because there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. Isn't that what it says? Bamokoim hazeh. Here, and not there. There could not be greater apikorsis than that. That is the reason why the Targum had no choice but to air the word, not just Bamokoim. You have to know what the pasuk really means. Hashem is Shrei. The word Shrei means that he has intensified. He is residing. You can do everything you want. You know, you go to work. So you go. I go to work. I go to the office. I go to the store. I go visit my children. You go visit your grandchildren. You can go to the moon. You can go on a space shuttle. You can go to the space station. You can be all over. Wherever you want to go, you can go. Wherever you want to go. But there are certain places, but where do you live? When the day is over, where do you come home to? What do you call your home? That's Shirei. The Ribbono Shel Olam is all over. Every corner of the world. But where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where does he reside? Meaning, does he intensify his presence? Where does he come home to? It's b'makom hazeh. So do not take the word hazeh, make a diuk, zeh v'lo yacher. That's what the Targum has to say. Don't just say the word b'makom. Add one more word in between these two words. What's the word we're going to add in? We're going to add in the word shuri. He resides, meaning intensification of Hashem's presence. Okay, so what have we learned over here? L'maskana. Rashi only told us lo yodati, shem yodati, there's nothing really connecting Rashi and Uncle in this pasuk. Rashi says, if I would have done, I would have not gone to sleep. And we learned over here a few yesoidos. Itar means to wake up. Mishinte is an unusual word which we do not know what it means. And the word over here, ochein, means bekushta. And there are many translations of the word ochein. Either it can mean ochein emes, like the word kain, benois, slavcha, divers. Or ochein can mean im kain. Or ochein can mean aval. Targum selected the word ochein to mean the emes. And that leaves us with the question that there are three, we at least know of now, three words which mean exactly the same thing for truth. Emes, ochein, and aval. Those three words all mean this, mean truth, but obviously there's a different nuance, a different focus. Yesh Hashem, incredible chiddush, the honor. As Rav Meir pointed out, Yesh and Yokor have the same gematria, Yikora. Okay, and now we have an appreciation. The word Yesh, the Yesh means Lahanchil Le'ohavai Yesh. Hashem will bequeath upon his beloved ones honor. Kavod. Kavod is something for the next world. A person has kavod in this world, Chazal say, it's very scary. You're taking away, you're enjoying your reward of the next world in this world. Because in the next world, the primary form of reward is kavod. And if a person in this world receives too much kavod for no good reason, that kavod takes away his chelik in the Olam Haba. Person always run away from kavod because it's you pay a big price. You're taking away whatever you're in the next world. Okay, b'makom hazeh, incredible chiddush. B'makom hazeh means sherei, the intensification. V'anochi lo yadati. Had I known, I would have not slept here. All right, next collection of yesodos. Vayira vayomar. Yaakov was afraid. Vayomar, and he said, Ma noiro ha'makom hazeh. How awesome is this makom? Ein zeh ki im beis elokim v'zeh. This is the house of Hashem, v'zeh sha'ar, the gate ha'shamayim. Two different yesodos. He says this is number one, a Beis Elokim, which we discussed this morning. Doesn't say this is the Beis Medrash, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. He used a very unique term, the Beis Elokim, which I'm not familiar with. We have that anywhere else, a Beis Elokim. And it's also called the Gate of Shamayim. Shamayim, HaShamayim. Let's see the Targum, the Rashi, Pasuk Gizayin Rashi. Rashi says, Ki and Beis Elokim, a lot of Rashi, a massive Rashi over here. Okay, now this Rashi, and let's see, we have to go try to do quickly. There's a lot of Rashi over here. Omar, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Zimra, Hasul Mazel Oy Mei Bebei Bereshav. There's a lot going on in this Rashi. This ladder, he's having a dream. Where was the ladder? Oy Mei Bebei Bereshav. It stood its feet. The bottom was in Bereshav. The Emtsa Shipuoi, the center of its slope, the ladder was not like we think. A ladder, we look at a ladder, it's almost perfectly vertical. When we think about a ladder, we think of something that is vertical. When you want to describe something that's on a 45 degree angle, you think about a staircase. A staircase is on a 45 degree angle, but a ladder is vertical, perfectly straight. No. That's not the type of ladder that we are discussing. This ladder was like a staircase. It was on a 45-degree angle. Its legs stood in Be'er Sheva. The Emsa Shipuo, the center of its slope, Magia Kineged Beis HaMikdash. The center of the ladder was right opposite the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Sheve'er Sheva Oymed B'droi Mashal Yehuda. So we have to think, I know everyone knows what the map of Eretz looks like, and the Dorim is the bottom of the map, right? It's the bottom of the map. Sheve'er Sheva, Oymeid, Bidroima Shel Yehuda, on the southern part of Yehuda, the Yerushalayim Bitzvayna, Yerushalayim is in the north, the Gvul in the boundary, Sheben Yehudu Ben Yamin. So the lower portion of Eretz Yisrael is the possession of Yehud, a massive chunk of them. I think most of Eretz Yisrael is Yehud, belongs to Yehuda. The whole southern portion of Eretz Yisrael is Yehud, a massive piece of land. And his land is boundaries with Ben Yamin. And on the boundary is the Mokim of the Beis HaMikdash. We learned that, and this is the Gemara many times. is that the Mizbeach is split between, not split, but part of the Mizbeach, the whole Mizbeach is the territory of Yehuda, and after the Mizbeach comes Binyamin. Fine. Now, Bigvul, the boundary should be Yehuda Binyamin. Ubeis El, where is Beis El? Hoye Bitsofish al Nachlas Binyamin. Beis El is way up north. Keep on going further. Go even past the boundary of Yehuda. Keep on going up north. Bigvul. Ubeis El Hoye Bitsofish al Nachlas Binyamin. Bigvul should be Binyamin. Ubei Bine Yosef, between Binyamin and Yosef. So if we look at the map, the southern part of the map is Yehuda, then comes Binyamin, and then comes Yosef. So the ladder was positioned all the way down the lowest portion of Eretz Yisrael and Be'er Sheva, which is the portion of Yehuda, and it's on an angle, and the center hovers over the boundary between Yehuda and Binyamin, and the top of the ladder is in the territory of Yosef, which is further up north. The names are Sulam Shiragla, Beber Sheva, Viroishai, Bebesel. Okay, so it's in Basel. Basel is in the boundary between Yehuda, between Binyamin and Yosef, all the way up north. Magia Emsa Shipuo, therefore, where is the center of the center? Negev Yerushalayim. Let's go back to the parsha. Hashem said, this tzaddik Yaakov, he's going to come to the base of Meloni, the potable Alina. Yaakov Avinu, when he's traveling, he's passing through this territory, he's not going to go and sleep over. The potable Alina, the Oidam Yaakov, Kurukoral Yushalayim Basel, the Zulusi, the Lo Yerushalayim. Now we have another. Now he's telling us another important yisoid. There's going to be more than one. He's telling us very important. There's more than one beisel. There's going to be more than one beisel. Yaakov called Yerushalayim beisel. Vizu lusi velo Yerushalayim. We have to clarify that the beisel vizu lusi velo Yerushalayim. This is Luz and not Yerushalayim. Now, what do we mean? At the end of the story, what does Yaakov do? Okay, Yaakov at the end, in the next pasuk, he calls this place Basel. Okay, well, let's actually, maybe we should put it on the screen right now because it's very, very important. Let's put it on the screen. Let's go to the screen. Okay, I'm going to open up the screen, look at the pasuk ahead of us. What happened over here? Give me a moment, Chumash. We have to see this pasuk inside. Okay, we have to see the pasuk inside. Here it is. Okay, I'm going to put on the screen now the next pasuk so we all can see it together. Here is the next pasuk. You see this pasuk? We didn't get here yet. Vayikra Eshem Hamokam Ahu Beis El. He called this place Basel, the Ulam, but the truth is, Luz Shem Ho'ir Lo Rishayna. So to make a long story short, Raj is going to tell us that there are two places called Basel, Betel. There are two places, two different places. One is the original base Betel, which is up north, relatively speaking, up north, between the boundary of Binyamin and Yosef, and now there's a new Basel, and that is Yerushalayim. Yaakov is calling Yerushalayim Basel, the Ulam, but the truth is, Ulam is a very good word later on, Lo Shemir Lo Rishayna. So now let's go back to our Pasuk. Okay, so over here, no, this is no good, it's not working again. One second. What have over here? No. Second. Okay. Oh, I think I see why it's happening. Why it's doing this. Let's also do this. Okay. Okay, here we are back on our page, back in our Rashi. Okay, back to our Rashi. So here, Rashi, I'm pointing over here with the pointer over here. Nims a sulam shragle be bear sheva, Rosh of the race of Bagia, Messam Shubu, and Shabu. Fish I'm saying Sharma Kashrahu, the son of Zebel, the son of Zebel, the Oram, Yaakov, Kroll, Yushfine, Besa, the Zulusi, the Loy, Yushalai, Umehecha, Lamdu, Loy, Markane. Where did they learn to say so? Again, what does he mean? The Odom Yaakov Kiroi Yerushalayim. Yaakov called Yerushalayim Besa. The Zulusi. And this is really Luz. V'lo Yerushalayim. U'mehechon lamdulam. I don't know what this means. Let's read further. Oymer ani. Rashi over here is very assertive. Oymer ani. Shenekar har hamaria ubolakai. Okay. The Zui Kefisa Saoretz Hamura Beshkita Schulin, Sheba Besa Migdash Ulikrosai Ad Besel, the Ze Vayifka Bamokon. Okay, so I think what he means to say over here, that Rashi over here in his first interpretation learns, this is the first interpretation, that indeed there really is only one Besel. There's only one Besel, and where is the real Besel? The real Besel is in the north part of the land. So the problem over here is, how could Yaakov Avinu call it Beisel if this really is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is in the center, and Beisel is in the north. Rashi answers the question by telling us that the entire Beis HaMikdash, the entire territory, was uplifted miraculously and brought up north. Remember, Yaakov, he traveled to Choron. And then he went backwards. Yaakov went all the way up north. And then he realized he made a mistake. He did not pray in the location of his forefathers. So he went backwards towards a place called Beis El, which will ultimately be called Beis El. And then, Vayifka b'mokoyim, Rashi explains now what happened was, Hashem took Yerushalayim, which is much further down south, picked it up and brought it upwards north to where Yaakov was. So he says of Omerani, Kishenekar Har Hamariya Ubolika Vizuhi, and that's what it means, Kefitzas Aretz. When Yaakov decided to go backwards, the earth shrunk. Hamur Bashkita School, and the Gemara says, Shabba Besamilus Likros Abesel, Vizeva Yifa Mokoim. Now, Vim Toymar, you can ask a question. Why Taka did he not stop there? Why indeed did Yaakov, when he passed, when he went all the way up north, when he went all the way down from Be'er Sheva, when he went all the way up to Choron, why did Yaakov not get off on the train and go stop and be mispal in the place of Har Maria? Why not? If he didn't want to dive in there, so why then did Yaakov cause the sun to set and should force him to daven there? So Rashi explains the whole story in detail. Ihi ad Choron Ozel. The emes is, Yaakov Avinu, he traveled from the south, deep down south, in Be'er Sheva, in the territory of Yehuda. He traveled all the way up north. Okay, to Bavel. Bavel is considered to be in the north. He reached his destination in Choron. Way up north, not Bavel, but he went all the way up north to where was all the way up north to Choron, wherever Choron is up north somewhere, and then what happened when he reached his destination? Ihu at Choron Ozal kiramuin beperigid anosha ukra mochiach, it says vayel Choron. However, Kimata Lichoron Omar, when he reached his destination, he said to himself, I've done a grave avera. Efsha Shavarti al Makum Shaspalo al Avoisav lo Ispalubo. So what did he do? He changed his mind. You have Daiti Lamahada, he changed his mind, he decided he's going to go back. He made an about face 180 degrees of Chaza, but he did not go all the way back to his destiny, he did not go all the way back down. He did not succeed in traveling all the way down to the Yerushalayim. He only went a small amount until the place called Beisel, which is also in the north. And when Hashem saw that he wanted to return, he wanted to correct his mistake, he was granted siyata d'shmaya, and Hashem brought the Beis Hamikdash to him. It's an incredible limud ha-musar. V'chazar beisel, v'kafsu lo ha'aretz. Okay, so this is, now he explains for her, the Beis El lo zehu ha-somach la'ay, ela limushim. Now is the part that I mentioned before, which I didn't explain correctly. There are really two Beis Els. This Beis El is not the one that's near Ai, which is on the east of Eretz Yisrael. Ela liyushalayim v'al shem shalitza ir ha'olakim kor Beis El. Uhar Maria shespal b'avam v'vuhu b'asiyasode shespalu b'yitzchok. This is Har Maria, which he named. V'hu asode shespalu b'yitzchok. Yitzchok prayed in this field chen amur b'soyte l'luchu v'nale. Loik Avram shekar har v'loik yitzchok shekar sode. El Yaakov shekar base, called it a bias. Beis El. Okay, so let's summarize what we've learned over here in this powerful Rashi. Rashi tells us a whole tale. What happened over here? What happened was, Yaakov Avinu was traveling. He started out in Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is in the south portion of the land. He vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva yelech Chorono. Choron is way up north. And as he traveled, he passed by the Beis Hamikdash and he said, it's not kedai for me to stop and pray. And he went all the way up north to Choron. When he gets to Choron, he says to himself, I made a grave mistake. I should have been mispalel in the place where my forefathers prayed. So he turns around 180 degrees and he starts heading downwards towards Yerushalayim. Let's make believe that the travel to Yerushalayim would take 10 hours. When Hashem saw him start traveling, let's say 1 hour into his journey, and Hashem saw how sincere he was in wanting to return to Yerushalayim, and Hashem saw it would take him another 9 hours to get down there to Yerushalayim, Hashem went and picked up the whole Yerushalayim and brought it to him. And he went to sleep. He went to sleep. He was there, he davened, he went to sleep. And then he wakes up in the morning, he saw the ladder, and he says, oh, achein yeshem, amakam zevenach lo yadati. And then he names Yerushalayim Beis El. And after this whole thing is over, when he goes back to Choron, I am assuming Hashem brought back Yerushalayim to its original location. So we have to remember, we have to also remember, Rashi says, that in addition to Yerushalayim, which is now being called, renamed by Avraham Beis El, we should also remember that there's another Beis El that's on the east side of Eretz Yisrael, near the city of Ai, and that should not be confused. It's more than one city with the word Beis El. Okay, so these are the Yisoidais. Sach HaKol have a lot of locations. We have a place called Be'er Sheva. We have a place called Choron, that's 32. We have a place called Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim has three names. It's called Luz, and it's also called Beis El. Yerushalayim was named much later on. The name of the place in the ancient times was called Luz, but Yaakov called it Beis El. Okay, so this place of Yerushalayim really has three names, Yerushalayim, Beis El, and Luz. And then we also should remember there's another place called Beis El on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. So a grand total of six names. Be'er Sheva, where the journey began. Choron, his ultimate destination. In the middle is Yerushalayim, which was Nekar and brought to Yaakov Avinu when he wanted to go back, which Yerushalayim in ancient times was really called Luz. And Yaakov renamed it to Beis El. So Yerushalayim is getting three names. Luz, Beis El. Later on, it will be known to us as Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim really is made up of really two places. It's Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, and it's also called Yireh, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. He called the mountain Yeroeh, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh, Yireh, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh, which the composite of Malki Melech Shalem, and Yireh is Yerushalayim. And then there's the other Beis El somewhere else. So we have a lot of names here being presented on this Rashi. Okay, v'zesha manoira targumad madchilu asro hadein. And you always know whenever Rashi quotes, so later reading, whenever Rashi quotes a targum, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay? Dechilu means to fear. Ma dechilu asher, and how fearful, how much fear is there in this place? Dechilu shem dovar. Rashi is now going to analyze the targum. The word dechilu means it is a noun. Shem dovar means the name of an object. Hu kmo such losonu v'chosu l'malbush. I don't know what this means. Such l'sonu uchasu l'malbush. I have no idea what that means. Cover the clothing, cover the garment. Such l'sonu, foolishness. I don't know what this means. I really don't know what this means. I'm sorry. V'zeh sh'ar shamayim mokon tefila la'alois tefila osam ha'shamayim u'medrasho sh'beis ha'midrash shal mayla nechuvon k'neged beis ha'mikdash shal mata. There's a parallel between the Beis Hamikdash Shalmai and the Beis Hamikdash Shalmat. Okay, let's see the time very quickly before we run out of time. We're out of time a little bit quickly, just not to leave off with this beautiful pasuk. Over here, it says over here in the Targum, Udechel, he was terrified by Amar, Mad Dechilu Asher Hadein, less Dein, this is not Asar Hedyoit. This is no ordinary place. Less Dein Asar Hedyoit, Elokein, Asar Derava Beimin Kadam Hashem. It's not a place. Ein ze, ein ze kiim. Manu, ein ze kiim Beis Elokim. He's saying a lot of things over here. This place, less than asar hidyot, Elokim. Asar, it is a place. Derava be, that is desired. Min Kadam Hashem. The Dain, and this is Tra. A gate, Kavel, opposite Shemaya. Okay, very quickly, let's see this over here. We finish up. Very quickly, he's saying a lot of stuff over here. Dechilu, Shem Dovav, Lenefar Shal Izvav. Okay, we're not going to be able to go over everything over here. Let's just go over here. Asar Hedyot. This is not a simple place. Asar Poshut, Mokem Kal, Vuloshin Yevani. He's telling us that the word Hedyot is not even Aramaic word. The word Hedyot means it's a Greek word, Yavan. Chanukah is coming around the corner. A hedyot. Okay, we're talking in Perish Makam Choyl, mundane. By the time we understand Unkelis HaYachol, Targim Pasuk B'li Lohis HaMilim Elu, V'chay Sof HaZuh HaRolonu, Yitisha Shamilim Ein, Yitisha Shamilim Ze, Milim Ze Ein Ze Nifrad, V'chiyim Beis HaLukim. Okay, I'm not sure what you mean, we don't have time to analyze this, but he's saying over here, a very big chiddush is that what we're saying over here is that Rashi's coming to tell us, Rashi's telling us here that this is a holy place. Okay, let's go further very quickly. So I want to just touch upon some other things here before we conclude in Mamash a minute. And he goes on to say, Asar, it is a place, Dirava ba, Mekoyim Sherotzon by Hashem once. Perish HaKavana Beis Elokim, Shaharei Ein, Bayis Elokim. This is our topic of discussion. We started today, why we don't call, what does it mean the Beis HaMikdash? Well, it's not called the Beis HaMikdash, it's not called the Mishkan, it's not called a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses, it's called the Beis Elokim. Hashem does not have a Bayis. Hashem is not subject to the rules of nature. So what does it mean over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Bayis? That's the Chindakah B'Tagmo, therefore the Targum is called, it's the Beis Ra'avah. A bias means, in this context, a desire. It's Hashem's desire. It's very interesting that you have the tefillin. The tefillin is called the bias. The tefillin is called the bias. It means, according to Targum, it means desire. Hashem has a desire to reside. Okay, then he goes on over here. We're out of time. Kaval mul hasafa. It's saying over here that it's like Rashi means opposite that in Shemayim. All right, and that's really it. Okay, that's what we don't have time for. Okay, so Hashem Baba Elohim Nichol Dafka Bin El Adavah Haroi LeKabel Sarechoy. Mokam Haroi LeKabel Lokim. It's a place that's fitting to be Mekabel. So going back to the Pasuk, we learned a lot of long Rashi, a lot of these Yisoidos. Vayu Vayuma Manera Mokam Hazeh. Nera means it's a place of Modchilu, fear. Ein zeki. What he's doing over here is ki ein ze ki in Beis Elokim. I think what the Targum is trying to say is, you see these three words? Ein zeki. This is not, he's changing the Tameh HaMikra. I think what he's saying is, Ein zeki means hedyot. Ki is a Greek word. Incredible chiddush. Ki here is not a Hebrew word. Ki is a Greek word. Remember we have in the Gemara that you anoint a Kohen Gadol Ki Yevonis. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say the Ki Yevonis. This is not a Ki, a place, a movie theater. This location ain't a Ki. Look at the Targum. He says less Dane. This is not Asar Hidyoit. This is not a place of a movie theater. Rather, Im Beis Elokim. The truth is, this is a holy place, a place fitting to receive Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Elokein, Ein Zasar Hidyoit Elohein, this, but rather it's Ein Zedain Hasar Hidyoit Elohein. This is not a place of ordinary, mundane things, but rather it's Asar, a place that Avo Bein Min Kodem Hashem, a place that Hashem desires. And V'dein Tirakabal Shemaya. So we learned over here an incredible chiddush. The word ki, it's really incredible to say such a thing. The word ki means Mokoim Poshut, Mokoim Kal, V'hu Loshon Yivoni. We're talking about, I think what he's saying is Loshon Yivoni means the word ki. The word ki is a Loshon Yivoni. This is not a ki. Rather, Im Beis Elokim. It is a holy place. All right, everybody, so I will stop over here. Thank you very much for learning with me. Have a wonderful night. And Hashem, tomorrow night we'll learn Siddur tomorrow night. Be well, Zay Gesund, everyone. Good night. Good night.
Norman, how you doing? We didn't miss you this morning. We'll get up. Why did Lava
We should collect my movie.
My pleasure.
Why did Lavan have to say, Abonim Bonai, Abonim Bonai Sai, Abonim Bonai?